Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Text message, we're talking about the earth being flat. Cassidy wrote us.
Okay.
She's letting us know. She knows the earth is round because when she went skydiving at 14,000 feet, she could see the curvature of the earth. Boom!
Boom, there you go.
There you go, conspiracy people.
Done.
Settled.
By the skydiver.
Yeah. Who wants to feel slightly old?
Sure.
Who doesn't?
Because it's not like super old, but you may feel slightly old because of this. The Hills. It's its 10-year anniversary. You remember that show, The Hills, with Lauren Conrad, Elsie, then Kristen Cavallari?
10 years of it starting?
Steven. I believe... Now that you said yesterday was the 10th anniversary of The Hills. I don't know if it's when it started or ended, but I mean, I'd say it's when it started, right? 2006.
I would think so. They celebrate the anniversary.
Or ended. No, that's when it ended, I think.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
Anyways, 10-year anniversary. And Entertainment Tonight went to talk to Spencer and Heidi. You remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hated Spencer.
Yeah. What are they up to?
Well, they still have the crystals, but Spencer admits that he doesn't see them in the same way anymore, because remember, he
spent basically, $2 million on crystals, right?
Right, exactly.
Yep, he still got them. Yeah, but now I've learned they do not, at least mine don't have magical powers. Most of these are back from the Hills days, that when it was just like, oh, let's spend money because we think we're Will Smith and Jada, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but they're fun to look at.
All right, being told 10 years start date. So this is when it started 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, he spent millions of dollars on
$2 million.
They went broke because of his crystal addiction. Not the drug, but,
buying the
real crystals.
Why would he sell them to make some money back?
I don't know.
They really are broke.
I'm pretty sure not very many people want to buy crystals.
There's a big business.
I guess, right?
It is a big business.
Yeah, he was going in on it.
I have some.
Spencer and Heidi, they're not really in the reality TV spotlight anymore. So if you've been wondering this, how do they make money?
Yeah.
He answers that question for us.
I wondered that.
Well, I did.
We did Celebrity Big Brother in England, and that took care of many years of not having to worry about working. And now, you know, you just keep doing television shows, and, and thankfully we don't have rent to worry about, you know. So
this is
my parents' rental house that we are property managers of.
I mean, you live there for free, basically.
So he's leeching off his parents.
Yeah. His dad's like some
not the least bit ashamed of it.
Wasn't he going back to business school or something?
He went to USC, I thought.
Yeah.
I guess he's still looking for that gig, for that job.
For whatever reason, people still pay him to show up.
Because he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he says that being the villain of The Hills was helpful to everyone.
The network told me, oh, this show was getting pulled after season one. Like, they needed a bad guy. So, you know, everybody won for me being awful.
But you didn't win.
So you did it for everybody. He's a giver.
He's a giver. Hey,
well,
there's...
What money he has made is because he was the villain.
Yeah. Right, and if he hadn't done that, we wouldn't be talking about him now.
And look, everybody said he and his wife would never last, and they're still together.
Yeah.
Still together.
She still have those huge boobs.
I think she got them taken down
a little bit. They're still fake, which is fine, but they're just not as big as they were.
I mean, she had like dodgeballs.
She had so much done at once. That was the problem.
She looks better now. Everything's chilled
settled,
out a bit.
Yeah.
She got them taken down a little bit. And then LC's like some sort of mogul now.
She has her own clothing line at Kohl's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
she does.
She writes books.
And
Lauren Conrad.
She's the most vanilla person on that show. And yet she's making all...
She still makes millions a year.
Crazy.
Still makes millions.
Yeah. She's
married
the best
this vanilla
at all of them.
Lawyer, I believe, just to live this lovely little vanilla life. But people
I'm the
like
vanilla lawyer.
There are a lot of people who love vanilla.
Vanilla's good,
Al. Something for everybody.
Yeah. It's good for you. And then they had Audrina.
Oh, and no personality. I mean, come on. She's
Zero.
A pretty girl.
Pretty.
Zero personality.
Yeah.
I was in some traveling in New York or something, and I turn on the TV in the middle of the night. And she's hosting some travel show. I'm like, why do I want to travel with Audrina Patridge?
Didn't she get like pregnant or something? Isn't she
Not
pregnant?
That I know of.
Yeah, she's about to pop
Is
with
she?
That BMX boy on
up.
And off boyfriend of hers, and now I think they're going to get married. Yeah, Audrina's pregnant.
Yeah,
no person.
They all got so rich from that show.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other
the
blonde one?
They're so rich. I mean, that's the perception.
Lauren is.
The perception is everybody on TV is rich. JC,
right?
We're on TV.
Yeah,
we're not so rich.
Well, you are.
Well, except for me.
Yeah. Kristen Cavallari's rich.
Yeah, she married Rich.
But she also, do you remember her house on the hills, her family home in Laguna? I mean, her parents, she came from a lot of money.
She came from money, but is she
Some of them
her
did
own?
Come from money.
And she's married
to Brody Jenner. You know, they come from money.
And she married Jay Cutler, so she has to put up with that every day.
You look at Amber Heard and her released financials. She made $120,000 a year. And people assume because you're a movie star and you live in Hollywood that you're a megalomillionaire, and that's just not the case.
You spend most of your money trying to look like you're a millionaire.
I remember Mandy Moore, when she was going through her divorce from Ryan Adams and was asking for spousal support, she made less than that.
Really?
Mandy Moore? The voice of Tangled, and singer and stuff. They don't all make the money we think they make.
Unless you're one of those, like, 20 huge A-listers that get paid, you know, tens of millions of dollars. A lot of them, they might make $1 million a year, but when you're a star, you got to think they're paying an agent 15%, a PR person, managers. I mean, all of those. But they say all their money in living in L.A. and looking the part, everything just goes. They spend everything.
Mandy Moore had a walk to remember. That's up there with Titanic.
I'm telling
you,
when she filed for divorce and it was all made public, she didn't have anything.
Wow.
The ones you think are rich are not, and the ones you don't think are rich are probably doing, you know, the little peripheral people off of a sitcom that's been off the air for 10 years, but it's still probably on TV land or whatever.
Still rich.
Yeah. I mean, the ones you'd never think.
Yeah. All right, let's announce those names.
It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
JC, give me the names.
All right.
I'm doing it.
Kelly's doing the name. You saw the name.
So for a trip a day, you've got to call us back within 10 minutes at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. And hopefully you've got your finger on the send button.
If
this is your name. Sonia Bejarano, Brian Sigley, Charity Britnell. Charity Britnell, Brian Sigley, or Sonia Bejarano.
Shout out.
Good luck. You got 10 minutes if one of you doesn't call us back in 10 minutes. We're going to open it up to whoever.
Yeah, we'll open it up to you, Kid Nation. Sign up for that at KidNation.com, by the way, if you haven't done so. And coming up next, it's time for Love Letters to Kelly. And hopefully a winner.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Let's go! It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, getting in here with minutes to spare. We called out three names for a free trip. Bring a buddy, you can bring your girl, you can bring your boy, whatever you want to bring. The first one in was you, Brian Sigley. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brian.
That's awesome.
Now, Brian, did you have the number already in your phone and you just hit dial, or did somebody have to tell you, hey, they called your name on the phone, buddy?
No, my girlfriend had to tell me.
Oh.
Well, I guess I know who you're taking on your trip to Vegas.
Yeah, I guess I don't have any options there.
There you go.
I don't have any options.
Brian, when did you go to KidNation.com and sign up?
Last week.
Last week, okay.
Nice.
So you've been in there for a while.
You've been listening to the show for a while also, Brian?
Yeah, off and on.
Yeah.
Off and on.
Hey,
I work all over.
We like your honesty.
Oh, okay. When it's off. Yeah, when it's off. I mean, what was the reason that you're like, I don't need any of them today?
No. It depends where I'm working, that's all.
All right. Well, here's what you want, Brian. Three nights at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas and two admissions to the Rehab Beach Club, which is a fun pool party. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that where he's going, Jenna? Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
When's the last time you went to Vegas, Brian?
Probably 2 years ago.
Oh, that's too long.
Lots changed since then, though.
Yeah. We actually just got back from the Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Oh, yeah? Haven't been there before.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Lovely establishment.
Yeah, go online and see if there's any shows up there. You have a great time, dude.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. Right,
congrats, Brian. Thank you for playing, man. And thank you to your girlfriend for listening. That's how you do it right there. Go to KidNation.com and sign up. If you want your name to possibly be called tomorrow, we still got a couple more trips left.
There you go.
Before we start playing quick and easy cash. Next week on Monday, we're playing a game.
Uh-huh.
All right. I know we said trip a day in May, but we're doing a couple in June.
Yeah. Spills over.
It just happens.
We got extra trips.
We have spillage.
Yeah. All right, Kelly, are you ready for this?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I need some help.
Okay.
I've been married to my husband for nearly 5 years. He's a good man and loving father, but there's one problem. Over the past 2 years, there's been a rapid decline in his personal care. Mm. He quit smoking after we started dating, but started back a year ago. He also takes several energy shots per day. Ooh. He's let his grooming go to the point that I worry that he will get in trouble at work for looking so unprofessional. He will even go several days between brushing his teeth. Ew. These things have had an impact on my attraction to him. He doesn't seem to be battling depression or emotional issues that could be causing this. I don't know how to bring these things up in a way that will not hurt him. I love my husband. I'm not going anywhere, but I want to kiss my husband without hesitation. Please help.
There
Ashley.
You go. You bring it up in a loving way. There, if you haven't addressed it, you have to at least address it with him.
Sounds depressed.
And you can be, just because he's not showing signs, something is obviously going on. You don't have this complete 180 in your personal care habits without something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you approach him in a loving way and say, look, I've noticed some changes in you. Do you want to talk about it? Can we go get help? You know, I love you and, you know, you're not brushing. Just, it's a very loving way. And he's probably going to get defensive. But you can't just not address it.
Yeah.
If someone displays that big of a change in behavior, you have to.
Well, you know, he's not cheating.
Yeah, he's not going to be making out with anybody.
It sounds like a very clear sign of depression to me.
Yes, very clear.
I mean, when I've gone through periods of depression, I don't bathe. I couldn't care less about that kind of thing.
Yeah, when I've gone through that, you know, I give myself a week of mourning after a breakup or whatever. Uh-huh. You think I'm bathing during that period?
Longest you've gone without bathing, Kelly Raspberry.
At least 3 days. Ooh. I'm serious. Like a whole weekend.
Wow.
Because
that's
you're just so depressed and you don't care. You just want to wallow.
Yeah.
Jenna, can you trump that? Longest you've gone without showering or bathing?
I actually, it wasn't being depressed, but I went 8 days without bathing when I broke my ribs.
Oh, that was a physical thing.
That was not a choice. I look pretty rough. Yeah, but yeah, probably the same as Kelly. If I've been really depressed, probably 3 days.
Like when I would go to bed on Friday after work and just get up to go to the bathroom and go back to bed. I mean, seriously, you'd go through these dark times.
Yeah.
I got over it.
It's hard to explain unless you've been there. Yeah.
This is obviously, you need to have a loving conversation. How else do you expect me to respond to this letter? You have to talk to your husband.
Yeah, you
love him through
in a very loving man.
Love him through it,
but let him keep the beard
and have the bath water.
What?
The beard? Just trim it.
It's the teeth brushing. That's the real sign. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
I haven't gone that long. I mean, I haven't gone.
I just can't. I feel like you got a rug on your teeth.
Day that I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. If you feel like you got a rug on your teeth, you got to brush them.
Rug.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm getting married in September, and every once in a while, I think I get cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love my fiance. I've never had any hesitations about our relationship, but sometimes I get a nervous, almost stage fright feeling when I'm thinking about our wedding day. I'm still adjusting to the thought of no longer being independent, but I am also excited about our future together. Is my nervousness just normal cold feet? Is there anything I could do to warm him up?
No, thank you. I think it's normal. You're nervous about the big production of it all. I don't know if this is the man or the woman in the relationship or if it's, well,
does that even matter anymore? Yeah.
But it's like, I think that's normal. You get caught up in it and the thought of what if this doesn't work out? What, you know, the divorce rate is so high. What if I make a mistake? What if I think this is my soulmate, but it's not. Yeah, it's completely normal. Just keep, you're fine. You're fine.
It's normal. It's cool.
I saw so many fine girls on the way to the church the day I got married. It was like a fine girl factory. It's like, Al, over here. I go down another block. Al, over here.
But you did it anyway.
I'm not lying. It was like, where did all these women come from, man? I'm on the way to in my tux.
Yeah.
In my tuxedo. And this girl's, I'm like, hey, I'm looking.
Well, it's the same thing when you're trying to get pregnant and you can't. It's the same thing when you're trying to get pregnant. Yeah. You can't. Everywhere you look is a pregnant woman. Right. Everywhere. It's just the
or
same
babies.
Theory.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It is cold feet. If you're sure this is the person you love, he or she is not expressing any doubt about that.
No. It's cold feet.
Yeah, the ceremony is a big deal. There's a lot of people coming. There's a lot of pressure. Everybody's in your ear. Yeah, that's normal to be kind of freaked out.
Did you feel it when you got married? Cold feet? Did you get them?
I did not feel that because it happened so quickly. We got married within 5 months.
Yeah.
Of our engagement. But we dated for 7.5 years. And I didn't want a long, drawn-out engagement. You make the decision and move on.
Right.
Now, granted, I lost a lot of weight. I didn't realize all the stress of it. I just didn't have an appetite. I got married. I was a lollipop head. That was fabulous. I was so excited.
And to my ex-wife,
that
had nothing to do with the reason I was an hour late to our wedding. So
you were an hour late to your wedding?
I was just a little scared. It had nothing to do with girls.
Did you know this, Kelly?
Oh, an hour.
It was about 40 minutes late. It was raining. It was really bad.
What?
Bad.
I mean, I've heard of like the bride being late because, again, like the makeup done and stuff. You were late?
I was just a little late.
Were people already like waiting for you?
Yeah.
Wow, Al. Where were your best groomsmen?
Did people think
and stuff?
You had cold feet?
They were there waiting. It was a great time. It was a beautiful wedding. I was just a little bit late.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Girlfriend!
Some things to do.
All right.
Love letters! Love letters to Kelly!
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
After many years of a rocky back and forth marriage and long periods of barely speaking, we finally decided to call it quits. It's been a surprisingly peaceful split. Neither of us are angry or bitter. We're just ready to move on. Me in particular, and that's my concern. I feel so ready and eager to just jump in and search for my Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now. How long should I wait before I start looking to avoid the stink eye from my family and friends? It's only been a couple of months, so I don't want others seeing it as inappropriate.
Well, you don't have to like put all your business out there. You can quietly start going on apps and stuff and dating apps and swiping around. You don't have to just like proclaim to the world every time you go out on a date. Just do you. You're ready. There's no time limit for anything.
Like, it's okay to go grab drinks after work with somebody.
It's been 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, you sound like you've officially mourned and you're over it and it's time to move on.
They moved on even before they called it quits.
Yeah, officially. So you're fine.
Road, yeah.
I give you permission.
There you go, Kelly.
If that's what you were looking for, I give you permission. Go on those dating apps. I'm a big proponent.
Bumble is where Kelly found hers.
I found mine on Bumble.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Hey, Alan.
There you go.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years now. We both graduated from a community college, and he has no idea what he wants to pursue. But he loves his current job at a retail chain store. I'm working at my dream job as a graphic designer. I told him that he can't support a family at his current job, and he agrees. He said he won't propose until he knows what he wants to do. However, he's not looking anywhere else for a job, nor is he trying to figure out his path. I want to spend my life with him and marry him in the next couple of years, but he isn't trying to better himself. Every time I bring it up, he gets angry and frustrated. I've given him my ultimatum. He has 2 years to find a different job, go to school, or we take a break. But he doesn't seem motivated enough to find his path. What can I do to motivate him? I feel so helpless, Lindsay.
Well, you can't.
You can't.
You've got an unmotivated young man on your hands. He's not ready for any of the responsibility. You've given him ultimatums. You stick to nothing, by the way. You tell him you're going to do this and that and work your neck at him, and the same. He's like, okay, well, you want to go out Friday night? Okay.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I would love that. Baby, you got 2 years. I'm like, yes, I got a year and 364 days that I can goof off and not do anything.
Yeah. That would change her attraction at some point, because that is part of love and spending your life with someone.
She's going
to want ability to be motivated and
to be a caretaker, to be a man and step up.
If a dude ain't motivated, you cannot. It is. I have yet to figure out how to motivate people.
That doesn't mean he will never be motivated.
Yeah.
He's not motivated right now. He's not motivated by you.
Sometimes it takes a girl to motivate you as a guy. Yeah.
She's not the one that's motivating him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a sign.
You hear men say, you make me want to be a better man. You don't make him want to be a better man. He's happy with his little 30% discount at the mall.
Which is a good discount.
That's a great
discount.
A great discount.
I'm
not willing to give that up for you or anybody right now.
Yeah, in retail
nowadays. So give him all the ultimatums you want, because you don't stick to any of them. And 2 years are going to pass. Two really great, fun party, going out and meeting other guy years.
Then you're going to
keep wasting it on the guy
period.
At the mall if you want. I'm fine with that.
You
do what you want to do.
6 more months.
Did she say what store he works at?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. 30%. That's high.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
More than my employee discount.
Right. What's your employee discount, Al? 100%?
20. Yeah, right. 20, 25, somewhere up in there.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We have a tab set up. We even get them in text sometimes, but we'd prefer you go to KidNation.com because it's easier to find it
that way.
There you go. Sometimes with the text, it just gets buried in there. We don't want that. So we want to see your love letter. And at this time tomorrow, Jenna, you're going to be excited about this.
What?
Andy Samberg is going to be calling the show.
Andy Samberg.
Andy. So Andy's going to be calling us at this time tomorrow. And coming up next, Caroline Craddock, Kid Craddock's daughter, who is now fully in charge of Kids Kids, has an announcement to make
Regarding
Kids Kids. And it's going to be fun, you guys.
Okay.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Joining us in studio, everybody, is Caroline Craddock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a very special announcement. What's your official job title?
I'm executive director.
Of Kids.
Yes. Of the Craddock Foundation.
Wow. You're an executive, Caroline.
I am. Does that look like one?
Are you a suit? So that makes you a suit.
I'm in a suit right now.
Uh-huh.
You can't see it.
That makes
I'm in a power
just a
suit.
Cute sundress. Yeah.
So we were talking about this earlier because Kelly noticed 25-year anniversary for Kids.
Yes.
Kids. Wow.
So exciting.
How do we know when it started?
Well, because when I was in my mom's belly,
uh-huh.
her doctor told her that there might be an issue with me, that I might be born disabled.
Yeah.
So when I was born healthy, my parents decided to give back, and that's when Kids was founded.
So you're the original Kids Kid.
I am.
So you're 25.
Mm-hmm.
Sure she is.
Yeah. Yep. You ever take a couple, Jenna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they were looking into the future. Yeah. So this started with your dad taking a bus.
Yeah, we took a van of like three families to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And now it's grown into what we have today.
Wow. Humble beginning.
Yes. Not even a bus, a van.
A van.
And like, now we take an airplane
mm-hmm.
with
thanks, Southwest.
Like 50 plus kids and their entire family.
Yep.
To Orlando. So what are we doing this year to celebrate 25 years?
So to celebrate 25 years, since we were born in the 90s, we're going to have a 90s themed party.
Ooh.
I cannot tell you how excited my wife is about this.
Oh, I know. She told me.
She is? Okay.
Oh, she's going full on whole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's got like 8 costumes she's already planning out with like friends.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. So we're going to have a 90s cover band, the Clinton Years, come and play.
The Clinton Years,
yeah.
Awesome. Cool,
and I actually got to record 2 songs with them that will be on my blog, CarolineCraddock.com.
Uh-huh.
Covers with Caroline. We did a Spice Girls song.
Oh, is that all the people that were in here the other day?
Yeah.
Because they looked official. I was like, what band is that? They look really cool.
Yeah, they were so much fun.
And
wear your finest 90s garb.
That's the thing. You got to dress
90s.
What is 90s?
Well, you could go the easy way out and just wear flannel.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go grunge 90s.
Grunge, you could go
clueless 90s.
I need to get a Jerry curl.
You could
clueless 90s.
Rico Suave with the tights and the long shirt.
Do that.
Overalls.
Yeah.
Coming to America, right?
You could do that.
90s?
Is that in the 90s or the 80s?
Happy to be here.
That's 80s.
Yeah. Is that 80s?
I'm not really sure.
It's right around there.
Yeah.
Nobody would fault you for dressing up like that.
It'll be Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hammer pants.
1988.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that was the 90s.
Hammer pants.
1988. Coming to America.
We can round up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. We're so excited about it.
You got your outfit set up?
I do. I can't talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's keeping a secret.
I'm not trying to keep a secret. I can't think of anything.
What are your overalls that you wore back in the 90s?
I don't have them anymore because you ruined them for me. I wanted to go as Jessica Rabbit, but then that was late 80s.
Oh, that is late 80s.
And then I thought maybe I'd pick one of Britney Spears' videos and try to emulate one of her videos.
Oh, okay.
But the only one I'd really want to do is that red leather or pleather or whatever. I would love that, but I don't know if I could pull that off.
Oh, you could pull that off.
Going to the bathroom would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then somebody suggested Ginger Spice. But then I feel like
girl.
I have to have other spices with me or it will lose its effect.
Well, don't you want to do one with your boyfriend? Don't you want to dress up with your boyfriend?
He's already gotten his picked out. He's done it. He's got a go-to.
David Beckham, and you could be Posh Spice.
I don't know if I should say what he's going to be because I don't want to ruin it for him if he wants to be surprised. But he already has his costume picked out.
Wow. Okay. Just magically appears out of nowhere.
A 90s magician.
Yeah.
You could be TLC.
My wife and I got our setup. We're doing a couple's costume.
I know what it is.
You do? Mm-hmm. You like it? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how are you doing?
If you know Kinsey, it's very obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know my wife, you know what she's doing.
You could be Josie Grossy, Kelly.
Who's that?
From Never Been Kissed.
Why would I want to be grossy?
Because she grows up to be hot.
Yeah. I do remember that. That was Drew Barrymore, right?
Yeah. She's got this really fun feathered outfit. Mm-hmm.
I do seem to remember that now.
Yeah.
I think I want to be Josie Grossy. I'd like to be something sexy. Just because.
You can. There's plenty of sexy.
You know?
What are you and Dr.
Sexy
Girlfriend
but
going
modest.
She'll be gone.
Sorry. Too soon. Dang it.
Al, do you want to do a couple's costume with me?
Want me to be Max?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh,
man.
Wow. My pug?
Wow.
Why would you dress up as my dead dog?
From the 90s, Al.
He was probably...
Well, she's got Wheezy now.
You think he was born in the 90s, Al?
Your girlfriend was born in the 90s, not Max. She was born in the early 90s, though.
Well, no.
It's the early 90s.
Very clear on that.
Yeah, we got to keep it clear.
Come on.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Celebrating whatever Wednesday. This is where we talk about it, whatever you want to talk about, basically, Kid Nation. The lines are open. If you have any questions about the show, you missed something, and you want to get filled in on that, we got you.
800-543-3548.
That's the text, and 800-5, well, and the phone number to call, 800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, either way.
Call us, text us, whatever you like. Big Al, you're not the only one that has shown up late to their own wedding.
Oh, good.
Like you told us.
Uh-huh.
Because you said you were on your way to the wedding, and that's when all of a sudden all these girls magically appeared out of nowhere.
They just magically appeared just on the side of the road.
From the text, Becca wrote us and said she was late to her own wedding because her bridal party was wasted and singing Colt 45. But she still loves him, though.
Don't do that the night before your wedding.
Oh, man. Woo. Can you imagine you're trying to get them rounded up? And they got to stand there for like at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wobbly.
Dropping like flies.
Chris, you weren't late to your wedding, but you had a wedding mishap.
Yes.
What happened, Chris?
Well, amazingly enough, we weren't late. My husband is late to everything. But we made it on time. And it came time for me to say I do. And I was just lost in thought, thinking about future and, you know, why was I getting married type stuff. And suddenly looked up and realized he was grinning at me and looked over and my mother-in-law was motioning, don't you need to say something kind of motion. And I looked up and the gist of the piece was like, this is the part where you decide whether you're getting married or not or going to get killed, basically. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do. It was a good, like, 30, 40 seconds of silence.
Oh,
you were daydreaming during the I do.
Out.
Yeah, I was gone.
And how long has it been since the wedding?
We got married January 8th of this year, and in January 8th of 2040, he'll probably let me live that down. But
all right.
Until then, I'm going to have
right. I got you.
Well, congratulations, Chris. Hey, I'm glad that you finally said I do after 35 seconds. There you go, Chris. Just daydreaming. I think I did that a little bit.
Daydreaming?
Yeah, you do that when you're standing.
During your wedding?
Because I was looking at my wife. I'm like, man. Because they're like full makeup, the dresses and everything. Oh, and yeah. I'm looking out in the audience.
You think? Yeah.
Makeup. Wow. And then,
but it's like different makeup. The wedding makeup is different.
It is.
It's glowing. Like, it's angelic. Yeah.
It's like TV makeup.
And then I remember looking to my left and Kid was sitting there with his hat on. And he had like a bear on it. And I'm thinking to myself, why is Kid Craddock wearing a hat at my wedding?
And what did the people say when they pass by in the car? They're blowing
don't
horn.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. She cheated. Stupid teenagers.
Outdoor wedding.
Yeah. Don't do outdoor weddings. They're really beautiful, especially if they're by the road.
Yeah.
Because teenagers will drive by and scream that. Clifford has a question for Kelly.
Okay.
It's a serious question.
Clifford?
Oh, serious. Good.
Yeah. Go ahead, Clifford.
Hey, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Hey, Clifford. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know you're dating Alan, and he's Filipino.
Yeah, half Filipino. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, has he given you Filipino sausage yet?
Hello, I'm Alan.
That's a real thing.
His mom made something that was, I can't remember the name of the dish.
Lumpia?
Yeah, I think it was lumpia. Maybe it wasn't lumpia.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was the other one. Because that was one of them and there was another one.
They're short sausages. They're not long.
I have not had that.
That's what I heard.
I have not had sausage.
What are they called, Clifford? Do you know the actual name of it?
It's called longanisa.
Longanisa.
Yeah.
It's short, but it's called longanisa.
Is it different than regular sausage? Is it seasoned differently?
You think they call it shorter?
It's kind of got a little bit of a sweet taste to it.
No, I have not, but I'm very excited. I love trying new foods.
Yeah,
oh, girl, you gotta hang out cultures. With me.
Kelly is the sausage eating queen.
I am,
yeah.
And apparently these are tiny enough. I could eat a bucket of those. Mm-hmm.
Longanisa.
Boy, won't she be impressed?
You got to prepare right to get the juices going.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Clifford.
Thank you, Clifford. Right. I will be sure to ask about little sausage.
Longanisa.
Longanisa little sausage.
They're pretty good, Kelly.
Right there. You just can't do anything with it. That's right.
Yep. Well, it's obvious, Al. So
that's
you don't have to do anything
that's
with
why
it.
You don't.
That's
because
I know.
When it's obvious, you just keep going.
Just right
Al.
There. Just
yeah,
right
Al.
There. Like a tip.
Speaking of Alan, a lot of Kid Nation members are writing in and saying that you and Alan should go as Justin and Brittany with the all denim for the 90s party for the
denim,
kids.
Denim look.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But
I would have to really work. I'd have to probably get that custom made at this point. a denim suit with a denim vest.
Oh, I'm sure you could find
a denim bustier with a full length denim skirt.
Find that
online.
Oh, you can find it. A onesie. Men wear them all the time, and you just get it kind of tapered. You know, maybe altered a little bit.
Look into it, maybe.
Jenna, earlier in the show, you said you broke your ribs. People are wondering how.
Oh my gosh, it was three weeks before I was supposed to graduate college, and I was at a friend's house, and I ran outside to leave down concrete stairs, and it was like straight out of a movie kind of fall. I slipped on the ice, went straight up in the air, and it like flashed in front of my eyes, like, I'm going to land straight on my back, and so I managed to land on my side, broke four ribs and a pelvic bone, managed to crawl back into the house I was at. One of my guy friends who played football was like, oh, no, you just have a cramp. Let me stretch it out. So he threw me down on the couch. He's like, this happens to me all the time. And, like, pushed my knees to my chest. I felt like I had a knife in my back. I'm like, I don't think this is okay, but I was trying to not be wussy. And, of course, I go to the emergency room, and I was severely injured. So, yes, that's when I mean, into college. None of my friends wanted to help take care of me. My mom had to fly up because, you know, it's into college. It was the worst injury ever.
Oh, I bet. You can't breathe.
Oh my gosh. Cried.
I still have mine floating right here.
Could barely move. It was excruciating.
Oh boy.
You can't gosh.
You can't even put a cast on it.
No, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't laugh. It was awful.
Sucks. Ashley's got something cool going on this weekend.
What's up, Ash?
Hi, Ash.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I love y'all. Just to let y'all know I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
But here comes the but.
But
No, I'm getting married Saturday, and there's been a lot of planning going on, and I haven't even thought about being late, honestly. I guess that's another key that I have to worry about.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff going on, like where are the kids going to be, who's spending the night, I mean, just crazy. Where's the limo going to be? It's just like, oh my gosh, I'm just ready to get married to the love of my life and just let it be.
I know you're probably stressed out too, Ashley. Trust, it'll go, just
go
with
you
it.
You need Jenna to watch your kids?
Yeah, come on, Jenna, please.
Me babysit?
No.
Me?
We're all going to Savannah after, so we can do it.
There you go.
All right. I could
babysit.
I could babysit. I'm good with the kids. I could, if you really need me, I could do it.
Me babysit?
All right, what'd you call about? I'm sorry.
No, not like I'm too good for it. Like I'm the best choice out of all of us to babysit.
Yeah, probably.
The only one on the show without kids.
You're too available.
Many. I got too many. Hey, good luck to you and your future husband, Ashley. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah, you don't want Jenna babysitting your kids because she might take them to the Lego exhibit and they might knock over the exhibit.
Oh, did you see that? This is in China. Apparently, there's this big art exhibit going on. And this artist, he built it like for 3 days and three nights straight. He built this Lego sculpture. It's the fox figurine of Nick from Zootopia. So if you saw Zootopia, it's the fox character, Nick. So here he is. I mean, it's like a life size that the artist is standing next to it. They are, like, it comes up. It's as tall as the artist.
Yeah. Well, it's China.
Less than an hour. Ow.
Whoa.
Less than an hour after the exhibit opens, this little boy walks up and pushes it over.
Oh, no. Why would he push Nick over?
$15,000 sculpture. The artist is heartbroken. He said he doesn't want compensation from the family.
Yeah.
But he is heartbroken because that's
three days.
Can see Yahoo News had it on this morning. I saw the headline on Yahoo News.
Oh,
and it's just all you can see is the feet of what used to be Nick the Fox and then the scattered Legos everywhere.
Oh,
little boys and Legos, you can't help it.
No.
That's something about little boys. You build stuff and they want to knock it over.
That's all they want to do.
I wonder why that is about boys.
Because it's cool when you see it fall and go boom.
And the parents were trying to pick up the kid and they kept stepping on the Legos.
Oh, I hate those. I'm about to get banned from my house.
That could lead to a whole other topic is, like, what's the most expensive check you had to write because of your kid?
Yeah.
You know, kids are always breaking windows. That's one thing. But some people have to write some big checks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Kids are sneaky. If you have kids, they're sneaky. They will figure out a way to get away for a second. They are so sneaky.
And it's funny how you don't have to teach them that.
No.
They just kind of learn that on their own.
They want to be independent.
They'll get into gorilla enclosures.
Yeah. And it's sneaky. They're sneaky creatures, those kids. Let's go with Amy here because her husband and groomsmen were late to the wedding.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hi, Amy. What happened?
Hi. So, the day of my wedding, of course, we had the rehearsal dinner the night before, and little did I know, my brother and some of the groomsmen stayed out till about 6 a.m., and so I didn't know any of this was going on until like the ceremony came, and my husband's groomsmen, they couldn't find him all day long until about 4:30, and the wedding started at, I believe, 5:30.
They
finally found him in his apartment, and they got him all ready, and then the ceremony happens. Well, during the ceremony, he ends up passing out, like, as he's standing up there. And we had to, like, stop everything, and they had to take him out.
Oh.
Yeah. So I wasn't late, but I didn't know. I was so livid at that moment.
Oh,
but
I
now
bet.
We all laugh about it.
Yeah. How long ago was it?
This was in October.
Oh, so it's
you're already over it?
Wow. Yeah.
Well done.
Yes, he felt so bad, and he's my husband's best friend, so...
Do you take that personally? Like when somebody passes out at your wedding, you're like, dude, come on.
Well, it would have been different if he hadn't been out drinking and that had been the reason that he probably passed out. But So I was a little upset, but we're over it and we just laugh about it now.
Yeah, and that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you going to do? Keep getting mad at it? Well, I'm glad you had your wedding, though. You guys are married. So there's that.
Yeah, it's true. So just as married.
Yeah. And Cindy has a story for us for whatever Wednesday. All I know is that there's an ankle monitor coming off. Cindy, what happened?
Well, one morning I woke up and I get a knock on the door and it's the police officer. And they said that my son's ankle monitor is showing that it's not on him. I go in the bedroom and he's there. He wakes up and he pulls up the monitor and it looks like it's been chewed. So he tells the judge, my dog chewed it off, and they bought it. But in reality, he cut it off, and then he chewed it himself.
And then he went out?
Yep.
Oh my.
And he came back and put it back on.
Wow.
That's clever.
How long ago was that?
That's probably about 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Mm. If you would have said Sunday, that would have...
Is he still on probation?
He is not.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He is not. But... there was another thing he done.
Uh-oh.
What?
Sure.
He was getting drug tested, and he had a friend that would pee in a bottle for him when he was going to get drug tested, and he would use that.
What?
And, yeah, until I told his probation officer.
Yeah.
He's up to something.
Yeah.
So she done a spot one on him and caught him.
Good.
You told on your own son.
You got
sure
to.
Did.
Yeah, you have to. You can't let him keep getting away with stuff
got
like
to.
That.
How's he doing these days?
He still has his issues, but he's doing better.
Okay, they're good.
That's good.
Good. I'm glad he's doing better.
But,
well, thank you. Yeah. So chewed off
his ankle bracelet. And has
the police
a friend,
bought it.
And the police bought it.
Yeah. And has somebody pee in a bottle for you, basically. Mm. Clean pee.
Yeah. Well, you need that. You
he can't must have be dirty the pee. Most likable guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Because he's got people willing to do that. He could convince an officer of the law.
Yeah, I guess I could see
he must
that.
Be the nicest guy ever.
Look at Positive Kelly making an appearance,
seriously.
Everybody.
But judge,
people just can't get away from that.
I don't know,
Kelly. If you're not a likable person, Kelly's right. If you're not a likable person, nobody believes.
I'm not going to risk urinating somewhere for you and risk my, you know,
getting
over
in trouble.
Somebody that I don't like.
Unless you're super nice.
Somebody really like, okay, for you, I'll do it. But not for anyone else.
Who would you do it for in this room, Kelly?
I'm not doing it for anybody.
No, Kelly's not
you
gonna
know
pee.
I'm not.
Kelly's not
going to
pee in a bottle for any of us.
But just one person.
No.
If you had to choose
just
one.
Just Alan.
I would.
Not even for Alan?
I'm not doing that.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You have to deal with that. That's your deal.
I would pee in the bottle for any of you guys.
Thanks, Jenna.
We don't want your pee.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.